This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam, ABSFAM.com. The coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. But check them out at AvsFam, ABSFAM.com. This is going to be one of those podcasts where when you hear those sounds, that means we're moving on to something else. So stay with us. While most of us probably don't like to admit it, it's true. When the Avs lose, it affects other parts of my life. When the Avs lose and the Broncos lose, I get kind of pissy about certain things. When the Avs lose and the Broncos lose and there's a crazy-ass election going on, I can find myself downright diva. And honestly, diva is too nice of a word for the way people are acting on Twitter right now. People are just being mean. People are just being grumpy. Everyone's using that inside voice that they wouldn't actually use if they were standing in front of a person and had to say it to their face. So take a deep breath, smoke a bowl, drink a drink, whatever your vice is, and just relax a little bit, okay? Look as far off in the distance as you can. You can't even see game 82 yet because we're not really that close yet. We still have time to turn some things around, and if you look at our schedule, we've been playing some pretty tough teams. Sure, they might have been a little bit rocky in the beginning, but we got them when they turned their stuff around, and since then, most of the teams that have beat us have been pretty damn good. So there's a lot of reasons to be inspired. True, there's some to be worried, but we could just talk about those. We don't have to beat each other up. Have you ever heard the expression that goaltending wins games? You know what? That used to be true, but I'm not so sure anymore because goaltending without scoring is kind of rough. You can't win games by just willing it to not go in the net. Eventually, somebody on your team has to put points up, and 1 point every so often isn't gonna do it. So I think that really the true answer in this day and age with the way that the league plays the game today and the way the Avs are built to play is you have to put the puck in the net and you have to give your goalie the option of letting in 2, maybe 3 goals per game. A lot of times, I don't think that they will. I think that if we have some points on the board, they're gonna feel a lot more comfortable and shut things down. But fact of the matter is, if we can't put up 3 goals a game, I think we're gonna be in trouble. And at the very least, put up 2 goals a game, because we're not even doing that right now. The best team in the league is putting up average 4 goals per game, but that's not sustainable. Not in this day and age, not in this league. We have to put up some sort of points, though. We can't just expect the goalies to stop the pucks and put them in the other team's net, too. It's unrealistic, and until then, there is no goalie controversy. We have to be a better team. We have to have the kind of games that a goalie can play into. Think of it this way, it's like a fist fight, right? Sure, you can play Bruce Lee and try to dodge every single punch that comes your way, but eventually, if you want to win that fight, you're going to have to throw a punch. You're going to have to kick somebody. You're going to have to do something offensive. And right now, we're just not doing that. So let's jump into why we're not doing that. So from my perspective, the Colorado Avalanche are 2 teams right now. They are the team that they used to be and the team that they're trying to be. They're not really the team that they will be. And the way that they used to be was that Patrick Roy had them doing a lot of looking, a lot of passing, but not taking as many shots as you might expect, whereas Bednar has these guys taking every shot they can take. And I'm not sure which is better because neither one of them have really produced a lot of points, not for the kind of talent that we have. Our team, our core is built to be fast-paced and attacking, and while we're doing that, we're not putting the puck in the net. How does Mac, Landy, Dutchie not put the puck in the net more often? Actually, Dutchie's been doing okay. His effort's there, and he's put a couple goals in for sure, but the rest of the guys, they're failing. Okay, so if we can't blame the goaltending, and the team's doing the right things to be a team that scores a lot, but we're not scoring, and we're losing all of our games, what is going on? It must be defense, right? Maybe. I mean, let's be honest, is Tyson Barry being the player that we gave him all that money for? Is he the guy who wanted the leadership role? He wanted to step his game up, become a prominent player on the team? Not really. I mean, sure, he's skating around doing all the things he's supposed to do, but he's having more negative impact than he has positive impact right now because he still seems a little bit lost out there on the ice. Let's go ahead and pick on somebody else. How about EJ? How about everybody's favorite Condor? You know what? He's a great player and he's trying as well. You see him every now and then just skate the puck all the way around the offensive zone a couple times and try to get some sort of scoring chance going on. But we can't have that if we don't have the support on the blue line. So the best line so far, or the best defensive line I've seen so far, is Big Z and the Condor. They seem to be the best thing we have going, and I think that there's some chemistry and some spark starting to happen there. I think that EJ is actually the mentor that Big Z needs. I don't think it's Boschman at all. I think that we have to stick with what works, and right now what works is EJ and Big Z. We might even need a name for him. Maybe Big Easy J? Big ZJ? C Condor. Yeah, anyways. As good as they have been, they haven't been perfect. And unfortunately, when you don't put points on the board, you have to be perfect. It's the same curse that the goalies have right now. Our defense can't make a mistake, which they do all the time, because we're not putting points on the board to balance the game out. Our goalies, our defensemen, have to be able to make a mistake without costing the entire game. Otherwise, they're playing in fear, and that is no way to play if you're an attacking team that's fast-paced and creative. You get too worried. You get too caught up in your own head. You start squeezing the stick too hard. We need to solve that. We need to make sure that we can give them a little room to be awesome, and to do that, we come back to scoring. Here we are, a 10-point team after 11 games. We've won 5, we've lost 6, we've had 22 goals for and 33 against, which gives us a differential of minus 11. That's not good, folks. That doesn't get it done. A lot of times, stats that matter are the ones that make the other ones not matter. A lot of those things that we're not doing well don't matter if we're putting goals on the board. If we don't have the best defense but we're still winning, it's because we're putting goals on the board. We have to find a way to score. Why aren't we scoring? Why isn't Mac putting it in the net more often? Why is Landy so hot and cold? Why is everyone on Dutchie's case when he's easily been the guy who's had the best scoring chances and actually put some of them in the net? What happened to Soderberg's production? What about Grigo? He doesn't seem to play well unless he has really good players around him. That's not making the guys around you better. That's making yourself better with the guys around you. It's not sustainable as well. We have a lot of things to work on, but they all boil down to we have to put points on the board. Otherwise, we're never going to win. Doesn't matter the goalie. Doesn't matter the defense. If we don't score in this day and age, we don't win. I don't know about you guys, but I'd like to win more. I think it's a cool thing, the winning thing. We should do a lot more of it. Do you know what's cool? Do you know what's cooler than cool? If you said ice cold, you are correct. But there's some other things too, and there are podcasts. There are a lot of really good podcasts out there, many of them Avalanche specific. Now, well, we love you listening to our podcast. We think you should get around and start seeing some other podcasts too, because there's a lot of good loving out there and you need to get yourself some of it. Let's start with the basics. AJ and JJ in the BSN Avalanche podcast. Always a good time. So long as you catch it within that week, they do 2 a week and they will give you the most relevant news as it happens. And they have interviews with players and they're pretty funny. Even their third wheel, the wild guy, whatever his name is. Another podcast that we're really starting to dig, actually two of them, the Dater podcasts. One of them is The Lonely End of the Rink. And that is with some other guy. And they basically bicker and bitch and moan and step all over each other. But it's entertaining, and if you can make it through the first half, you're almost guaranteed a good second half because they typically have interviews with some really big-name people. I mean, you may not like them, like Scotty Bowman was up there recently, Darren McCarty, people that you love to hate, but it is cool to hear their perspective on the hockey world and their perspective on the rivalry, and some of the other guys who come on the podcast, too, are pretty amazing. Definitely check that one out, and then run yourself over to the other Dater podcast. Clearly, he's on the podcast wagon, and see if you don't like it. It's Avalanche Talk, and it's good stuff. We've been listening quite a bit because we've been toying with the idea of having a little chat with Adrian Dater as well. And it turns out he is a super interesting guy. Not at all what I was expecting. And I'm not sure if that's good or bad yet, to tell you the truth. Either way, I find it to be a good listen. And I think you might want to check that out as well. Another good podcast, which is, I believe, by Drew Spivak, is Between the Pipes. It's a good podcast. It's kind of more of a college feel about the whole thing. And he talks about the same stuff that everybody else talks about. Check it out. Maybe it's more your flavor. Maybe you want to start there than other podcasts. Another good one is Puck Soup, where they start talking hockey and typically degrade into something else, then they come back to hockey. And then the last one is actually my favorite right now, and it is the Bobcast, or the TSN Bobcast. This is a really awesome podcast. The guy is genuine. The guy is real. He just says it like it is. He doesn't mess around, and I really like that about him. So go check all of those out. Have a podcast orgy and be better for it. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by ABSFAM, ABSFAM.com. Just go look at the shirts. They're awesome. And it's not just the art on the shirt. The actual shirt is awesome. It's going to make you want to put it on every time that you come home. Stay awesome.